بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the organizers of the International Congress in honor of Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai on November 8, 2023. The late Allama Tabatabai was one of the exceptional wonders of our seminaries in the last centuries. One day, I was sitting in my seminary room when one of my friends who loved Mr. Tabatabai and was one of his devoted students came into the room. He said, "I was at Allama Simnani's house. Mr. Khomeini and Mr. Tabatabai were there too along with a few other gentlemen." Allama Simnani turned to Mr. Khomeini and said, "I read your tafsir al-Mizan. It is very good. It is excellent. I truly enjoyed it." He continued complimenting him, Mr. Khomeini, for writing Tafsir al-Mizan, thinking he was Mr. Tabatabai. Since Mr. Khomeini was not a person who would lose his control in such a situation, he listened without saying anything. Mr. Tabatabai, who was sitting on the other side, turned to Allama Simnani and said, "I am Mr. Tabatabai. He is Mr. Khomeini, my teacher."
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The late Mr. Tabatabai, with all his spiritual, academic, and behavioral merits, and with all these things that almost everyone knows about him now, with all these qualities in terms of personality and friendship, he was a very charming, pleasant person. His speeches were pleasant, his language was pleasant, and he was a pleasant, friendly speaker. In his more private meetings, his conduct and silence were not the same as when he was holding public meetings, discussions, lessons, etc. He was a warm, charming, pleasant, and a good conversationalist. When he would narrate something, he would describe it in detail, with color and life. That's the kind of person he was. He had a well-rounded personality, he was talented, he was interested in poetry and literature, and he possessed a complete combination of all the qualities that an outstanding, eminent person can have. I hope, God willing, the Almighty God will exalt his rank and make us of those who are appreciative of him. Praise God that he blessed him in this way. Mr. Tabatabai is much better known today than he was during his lifetime. When he was alive, he was known by maybe a tenth of the number of people that now know him. Praise God, he is now well known in the country, in academic assemblies, and throughout the world to a great extent, God willing. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. You've done. guide me